Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
After less than 6 hours of deliberation, a Portland, Oregon jury recently awarded Ariel and Deborah Levy $2.9 million for the wrongful birth of their now four-year-old daughter. Colinet has Down syndrome. The couple sued Legacy Health, claiming that Deborah Levy would have aborted her pregnancy had she known her daughter had the chromosomal abnormality. The trial, before County Circuit Judge Karen Immergut, took 10 days. Legacy Health was found negligent on five fronts, jurors said. The Levy's lawyer said the parents deeply love Colinet and were suing for money to pay for the additional costs of care for their daughter over her lifetime. The Levies originally asked for $7 million. Already the mother of two young boys, Mrs. Levy, then 34, surprisingly became pregnant in November 2006. Attorney Miller said she and her husband were concerned about the possibility of genetic disorders. At 13 weeks, Dr. Thomas Jenkins of Legacy's Center for Maternal-Fetal Medicine in North Portland performed a chorionic villus sampling, or CVS. A Legacy lab tested a small amount of tissue that the doctor had removed from Levy's womb, according to Oregonian reporter Amy Green. The results showed the Levy's daughter had a normal chromosomal profile. Two ultrasounds subsequently showed abnormalities that sometimes indicate Down syndrome, but the Levies testified that they were assured that their daughter would not have the chromosomal abnormality, Green reported. Legacy staff did not advise them to get an amniocentesis, which is another prenatal test that detects Down syndrome. Initially overjoyed at the baby's birth, Deborah Levy testified that 1 week after her daughter's birth, she arrived at the pediatrician's office eager to show off my daughter. When the blood tests showed that Colinet had Down syndrome, it was devastating, Deborah Levy recalled. Evidently, she no longer felt she could show her child off. The Levy's two sons are healthy, strong, and bright, Green reports. The oldest is a competitive chess player and has placed in the 99th percentile on standardized tests. Colinet will not play competitive chess. She speaks in short sentences and does not like to brush her teeth. Legacy's attorney, Robert Keating, said they had done nothing wrong. He called on experts who said the CVS tests were properly conducted. The normal genetic profile was because Colinet has mosaic Down syndrome, meaning a significant number of her cells don't contain an extra 21st chromosome. Keating pointed to an analysis of Colinet's cells, taken after birth, that showed nearly 31% are normal. In a statement, the company said, "While Legacy Health has great respect for the judicial process, we are disappointed in today's verdict," adding, "the legal team from Legacy Health will be reviewing the record and considering available options." According to newspaper accounts, the couple nodded and mouthed thank you as jurors filed out of the courtroom. A few nodded back, smiled, or reached out a hand toward the Levies. One juror visibly held back tears. Another wished them peace. Bioethicist Arthur Kaplan, hardly a pro-life advocate, made several key observations in a column that ran before the verdict was delivered. Several surprising key points from Kaplan's column include: wrongful birth lawsuits risk leaving their other children, the Levies have two sons, wondering if their parents really wanted them. Wrongful birth lawsuits are a horrible way to deal with failed prenatal testing. Forcing parents to argue that their child never should have been born may make legal sense, but it is morally absurd. Why ask parents to reject the existence of their own child? Who can really put a value on a life that some argue in court ought not exist? A case like this once again shows where our society has sadly gone in the wake of Roe v. Wade. Unborn children diagnosed with Down syndrome, as many as 90%, according to some estimates, are aborted. We need to continue our work to see that every human life is respected and protected.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.